Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brower. I think Austin will be with me momentarily. I have no idea where he is, but he'll be here momentarily. A quick article I want to cover with you guys that I read over the weekend. I've quoted Preston James in a lot of different articles before, and I'm going to read you part of the article that he wrote on, since ISIS has been defeated now, what's next for the CIA, the Mossad, and the world Zionists who are trying to overthrow the planet. And he wrote a really good article that I'm going to read you part of. I'm not going to read you all of it because it's too long, and I'm going to give you some commentary while I'm doing this. It'll probably take me about 5 to 8 minutes. And this will be one of those things that will probably help a lot of you guys tie a lot of the pieces together. ISIS has been the secret mercenary army of the world Zionists through their cutouts of the Mossad, the Saudi Arabia, the CIA, the Pentagon. ISIS has now been defeated by Assad's army and the Russian Federation air power. It's the biggest defeat for the CIA since the Bay of Pigs fiasco and the biggest setback ever for the Mossad. To say that the Mossad's party, the Likudists, are more upset than any other time in history would be an accurate statement. Their whole world is now crashing in on them ever since Alan Sobrowski, PhD, I'll go over his article in just a minute, a well-respected professor at the War College, went public that the Mossad ran the attack on America on 9/11. Now, I'm going to repeat that. This guy is one of the top guys and professors, PhD from the War College, and he said the Mossad ran the attack on 9/11. And then Steve Pinichek, a well-known and respected former Deputy Secretary of State and high-ranking intel official, also disclosed that 9/11 was an inside job and named the actual stateside perps, who were basically America dual citizens. Most Americans have no idea that it's the same world's largest organized crime cabal who created, armed, and paid ISIS that are also planned and executed attack on 9/11. The world Zionists, also known as the Rothschild Mafia, also known as the Sabbatean Kabbalists, also known as the Banksters, also known as the Money Changers, also known as the Synagogue of Satan, also known as the Druids, also known as the Satanists, and a lot of them involved in Shabbat. Russia has now proved this with satellite photos now that these guys are directly involved with ISIS, because we have pictures now of our troops camped out right beside the ISIS troops, and they're not fighting each other, which I find crazy. This is absolutely crazy what Russia's shown and what they've released. These mercenary groups are all extensions of the same private world Zionist force. The top generals and officers in the U.S. military and Pentagon and CIA know that ISIS is an extension of the Mujahideen, just as the MS-13 is an extension of the Contras. The CIA and the Pentagon go along with this creation and support for ISIS because they have been deeply infiltrated and hijacked by dual citizens. American traitors who assisted in creating ISIS have all been described as neocons and dual citizens. This attack was a classical false flag attack designed to blame this well-planned and executed attack on Afghanistan and Osama bin Laden. And as I've told you guys many times, bin Laden was a Saudi from a wealthy construction family who was suffering with kidney failure. After the attack on 9/11, they basically used him as Lee Harvey Oswald, and immediately he came out and said he had nothing to do with the attack on 9/11, and yet that wasn't really publicized in the American media. And yet the Pentagon, and he died almost immediately thereafter from either being blown up in a cave or from his kidney failure. Yet the Pentagon continued to hunt for him even though they knew that he was dead. After all, they needed to continue pushing the false narrative in the major media in order to keep the American public and the soldiers being used as cannon fodder, like Henry Kissinger said. Later, this nonsensical manhunt for the already dead Colonel Osman, which, by the way, his CIA name was Colonel Osman, O-S-S-M-A-N, ended up using Navy SEALs to assassinate one of his doubles. Sadly, this was followed by two sets of murders of all of the Navy SEALs involved, so they could not talk. Now it is also known that that's happened to all the other Navy SEALs. It is very dangerous to do these team-type special ops because, in most cases, those involved will end up being sanctioned by the CIA, as we saw what happened in Benghazi. They tried to kill all of the people in Benghazi to tie up to loose ends. This was done to 11 of the 12 teams in South America who were also good men murdered by the CIA by planting explosives in the radios and ordering them to gather close for their orders when the bombs were detonated in the radios. Only one team failed to do this and escaped South America alive. According to James, the CIA false flag attack on America was directed by Netanyahu, I'd have to see proof to believe that he was directly involved personally. It's taken about 16 years for all this truth to come out that the Mossad planned and ran the CIA, ran 9/11, and, you know, with the Pentagon, the U.S. Air Force, the FAA, NORTHCOM, and the administration of the Bushes. Sadly, neocons believe that this Mideastern war strategy is necessary to contain Russia as a continuing threat, even though the Cold War long ended back in 1990. The actual leaders of this cult network are known to the insiders as Baal worshippers who practice ancient Babylonian Talmudism, rites that include child sacrifice and pedophilia, which we have known also as intergenerational Satanism, and we saw that exactly being commented on with the Podesta emails, with the soul cooking and the drinking of the blood and these sick parties these guys go to. These Babylonian Talmudic Baal worshippers, also known as the Satanic Pedophile Network, are obsessed with attaining the plan of the Middle East. They're attaining their plan of the Middle East and then globalizing the whole world in order to dominate it and use it as a one-world government run by them. The vehicle for the world Zionists has been to deploy numerous Gladio-style false flag terror attacks all over the world. Note that these are linked to the Gladio terror operations that the Nazi left behind. And we know for certain that the Nazi Party itself, as well as the post-war Gladio, were secretly started by the world Zionists. The Zionists are the main force behind globalism and have used their City of London, Rothschild, Khazarian, Mafia, private fiat banking system to infiltrate and hijack almost all the banking of the world. That is, until recently, the efforts of Russia and China and the BRICS nations have been trying to set up their own dollar and get away from the U.S. petrodollar. And what they have shown these other countries when they get involved in trying to do this, we can look at Egypt, Iraq, Russia in 1917, and Libya. Usually the countries are taken down, including potentially still Syria and North Korea. Now, you ask a question, how can these Zionists have anything to do with the Nazi left-behind army stations inside NATO when they pretend to be anti-Nazi? Because it seems counterintuitive. The truth of them is that these same groups that funded Hitler also helped fund the United States, which also helped to overthrow Stalin. It's all tied together with the international banking cartels that are tying these concepts together by funding both sides of the conflict. But on a deep examination, it does make sense because both Nazism, Zionism, as well as Soviet Communism and Maoism were all started by the same folks who run World Zionism, the Babylonian Talmudists. And after the World War II, the Mossad, in fact, formed a working partnership with Nazis in South America to share in the vast revenues of the massive trafficking of illegal narcotics, along with the CIA. I refer again, this is my comment again, to Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. The very top leaders of the whole evil world Zionist hierarchy are known to the insiders as the old black European nobility. They hide in the shadows and they pull the strings of the Jesuit Superior General who runs the Vatican, the City of London, and the D.C. complex. The Vatican COL, which is the City of London and D.C. complex, is comprised of three very small independent nation states that run the world right now. They have their own diplomats and often work in secret to the various mystery religions and occult circles, including the worldwide satanic pedophile network. Now that the world Zionist mercenary army and the CIA and the Saudis have been crushed by the Assad's military and by their strong ally, the Russian Federation, what's next? James says the plan of the world Zionists is nothing less than an intergenerational commitment by these Babylonian Talmudists, the Sabbatine Kabbalists, to establish a globalist, new world, pure satanic, one world government and take over the whole Middle East just one step along the way. Remember, this has been going on since the Sabbatine Kabbalists are like 300 years now. But it started way before that. I'm adding this with the Druids all the way back to what happened in ancient Egypt. These top world Zionists are pedophile Satanists and practice secret black occult arts, which include child pedophilia and child sacrifice. And sometimes they participate in blood drinking and cannibalism as part of their satanic rituals. I've talked about this in detail. And they believe are necessary to obtain more anointing and power and riches from Lucifer. The transport of war displaced immigrants to Europe. Now, this is very important. He ties some pieces here together with what's happening in Europe. The transport of war-displaced immigrants to Europe and the mind control of European nations and leaders is a new tactic of the world Zionists to punish the EU nations, listen to this, for major efforts to establish Palestine as a legitimate independent nation. These guys were doing this for years now, trying to force Israel to recognize Palestine as a legitimate independent nation. And he's saying that the Mossad and these world Zionists are now punishing them by bringing in all these Muslims into the European Union to show them how bad they are. And then he goes on to say, quote, "We are going to flood you with the worst of them and mind control them to rape, riot, and destroy your nations. And we will also mind control your leaders using the same advanced psychotronics to believe that the Islamic culture and law is superior to their own," which is what we're seeing here in the United States now with many of the leaders who believe that the Muslim religion is superior to everything. These world Zionists are not likely to abandon their main agenda to establish the one world, new world order using Satanism. They've used ISIS to spread the chaos war in the Middle East to displace millions of civilians and transport them to Europe. And these world Zionists are using their vast American political power to create massive immigration to America, both legal and illegal. This is being done to destroy American borders, language, and culture, and the economy. The goal is to globalize America and bring it into their new world, one world satanic system. Not only are more and more Americans finding out each day that ISIS was also an inside job created by the Mossad, the CIA, the Pentagon, and the Saudis, like the attack on 9/11, but they're also understanding this uncontrolled, toxic immigration into European nations and America is just another ploy by this international synagogue of Satan, world Zionists, to destroy America and every European nation. Sadly, leaders of European nations and America have been deeply controlled to believe what they've been told in the mainstream media. This is being done with psychotronics, chemicals, biologics, cultural warfare methods, and old-fashioned bribery and human compromise. Numerous researchers and insiders expect a lot more false flags inside America and Europe to be deployed by the world Zionists in a desperation attempt. They also expect the world Zionists to use the FBI and CIA to increase amounts of racial conflict and tension inside of the United States, trying to provoke a civil war. Other versions may also involve crashing the American economy through their tabloidic banksters to force a new globalist electronic monetary system blanked on. Here it goes. Blockchain technology. We called this out weeks ago. Another possible world Zionist option is to manipulate the American dual citizens in a Pentagon administration and attacking Syria, Iran, or North Korea. And now they're bringing in the top Hollywood stars like Rob Reiner, who, if you watch the old show with Archie Bunker, Archie used to call him Meathead, which is really what he is. And they're also bringing in Morgan Freeman now. And also, I hate to say it, they've really got Trump compromised in some of this stuff too. The Mossad and the FBI and the CIA are now deploying lots of new small-scale terror attacks, and the controlled mass media is proclaiming that ISIS has claimed responsibility. The mass media is comprised of six international media corporations that are controlled by the world Zionists and the international banking cartels. They actually comprise a virtual news monopoly and violate antitrust laws. The saddest part of all this is so many U.S. military officers and enlisted men are still mind-controlled and by the major mass media's lies, false narratives, and propaganda to believe that ISIS just spontaneously occurred from radical Islamist extremists. But members of the American society can openly proclaim the truth about 9/11 and these other false flags without having fear of being fired or castigated with their families and friends. We'll know the United States is free from this mess. I want to go into detail on that article today because that's one of the best articles that I've ever read. I don't agree with all of it, and I heavily edited some of it, but you guys feel free to read through it. I hope that you do and get the full input of what he's saying because, guys, it's so important that we understand this. Now, I got to say one other thing. Not everybody in the United States is involved with ISIS or the New World Order, just like not everybody in Israel is involved with Mossad or the New World Order. Most of the Israeli citizens are completely negligent as far as having any idea of what's going on, just like most of the people in the United States are extremely negligent and not understanding what's going on. Now, I use the word negligent very succinctly here, and here's why. We know something's happening, but a lot of people, because they've been programmed in such a way, they're negligent to try to find out what's really happening in the media or with alternative news often, and they continue to believe the mainstream narrative and lie, which allows their leaders to go out and do these types of atrocities on an ongoing basis. And also, I want to read one more thing to you, and I'm going to have Austin come in with his first story. This was something I had not read before, and it was something I got from this article, and it really got my attention because it was just something that I had not really paid anything to. And this is from this guy, Dr. Alan Sabrowski, and he was talking about how the Mossad was behind 9/11. And you need to go ahead and read this guy. He's from the War College, and he is absolutely brilliant. And if this article goes on to say, has written yet another brilliant article about a subject that the State of Israel and criminal elements in the United States government and Mossad, many of whom are basically tied, have ties to the Middle East, are the ones that are doing all of the stuff that's happening. Zebrowski straight calls out. He wrote a whole article and a whole paper linking what he says was the Mossad back to 9/11, and that has really, really infuriated these Zionists, because what's happened is this lie of what they've done and this obfuscation of what they've done is now being exposed in the mainstream military and exposed to the United States population and the world population in general. Now, a lot of people won't care about any of this stuff. I spoke to a lady, oh gosh, a couple of years ago, and I was talking to her about this, not this particular topic, but stuff similar to this, and I was talking to her about the Mossad and what the Mossad was involved in, and her response was, I don't care what they do. I don't care if they start World War III. I don't care if they bomb the planet. I don't care if they kill everybody on the planet. We're going to support them. And I'm like, wow. You know, and that's how mind-controlled some of these people are. They won't tell the truth. I mean, you guys have heard me criticize Germany and the leadership in Germany repeatedly. I've repeatedly criticized the leadership in Washington for years, and any other country that decides they want to march to the drum of the Zionist satanic banking cabal. I don't play that game with anybody, but these people, some of them simply are really good patriots, some of them, but they refuse to see the truth whenever the Mossad is brought into it, because they don't want to tell, they don't want to know what's really going on, because they have been lied to for so long by the Scofield Bible that they program themselves to believe it doesn't make any difference what Israel and the Mossad do, that it's okay. Guys, it's not okay. We can't allow ourselves to feel that they can do anything they want. Like, Germany can't do anything they wanted. Hitler couldn't do anything he wanted. Stalin couldn't do anything he wanted. You know, we can't allow some tyrant or some group of people to just go in and do anything they want, and it's okay with the rest of the planet, especially if they're killing millions of people in the process, guys. It's just not okay. We've got to look at what they're doing, why they're doing it. We've got to analyze it. We've got to make a decision based upon facts, not upon some Scofield Bible interpretation that was done 150 years ago, which was used specifically to brainwash the population, particularly Baptists, which I am a Baptist in the United States, and only the only Baptist I know other than myself that actually talks about this stuff is Chuck Baldwin, and he's either got people who absolutely love him or is completely and totally been eviscerated by other Baptists. What do you think about all this, Austin?
Well, it's all a lot of stuff, man. But yeah, I mean, the first thing that I saw today was the Russian Defense Ministry released aerial images, actually 10 aerial images showing ISIS, the SDF, which is the Syrian force, and U.S. Special Forces working side by side on the battlefield against Syria and Russian forces in Dizir. So you have these multiple different groups over there, and you don't really know who's who, to be honest with you. And now he's saying here the SDF militants work to the same objections as the terrorists. He said Russian drones and intelligence have not recorded any confrontations between ISIS and the Third Force SDFs. He said other reports surfaced of U.S. military helicopters airlifting known ISIS commanders to safety as the Syrian Arab army made its advance on the former ISIS stronghold. He said now they're facing no resistance of the ISIS militants, and the FDS units are advancing along the left shore of the Euphrates. The aerial photo also from September 12th over the ISIS locations recorded a large number of American vehicles. The shot clearly shows the U.S. Special Forces units located at strongholds that had been equipped by the ISIS terrorists, though there is no evidence of assault, struggle, or any U.S. coalition airstrike to drive out the militants. Now, this kind of goes in together of what we saw. You guys remember a few months ago the very, very strong tensions we had with Russia and the United States over Syria, because you had, first off, you had a Syrian jet get shot down by a U.S. jet for no lawful purpose at all. We were over there uninvited, and we shot down a Syrian jet. Then again, we basically had a drone that was over there that shot down another incident, because we essentially had an airstrike that was too close to the ISIS members and the Syrian rebels. Apparently, that's what was going on. This whole thing's so convoluted over there. But if you really are sitting back and believing that this is just a mainstream narrative and that's the truth, that ISIS just happens to be over there and we're not doing anything about it at all except just trying to fight them, it's a complete and total lie. So I'm glad you brought that information up, Dad, because there's definitely something very significant going on over there with them. And as we said before, Nebenyus and ISIS is essentially the mercenary force of the entire world now to go in and invade these countries whenever they don't agree with the regime, as they've been doing now in Syria for years and years and years. I mean, from a weapons standpoint, I mean, does nobody, as I've brought up so many times, years ago when this stuff was going on, when they were surfacing photos of these guys, literally had like 200 plus brand new Toyota pickup trucks, and they're rolling through with thousands of belt-fed machine guns and literally tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition. They have this, like, endless munition supply on a regular basis. And just nobody ever seems to question why. And then that video surfaced of the guy recorded from the ISIS of them getting an airdrop accidentally, supposedly accidentally, from a U.S. airdrop that had big old pallets of grenades, big old pallets of belt-fed ammunition, all this stuff, and it accidentally got landed on the ISIS side. No, this is what they've been doing for years now. The whole story of ISIS is a complete and total lie. I'm glad now Russia's trying to expose this to show exactly what the CIA and the essentially the dark state, you know, the deep state and the Mossad are all doing together to destabilize stuff over there and to try to do their bidding with these countries that they don't agree with what they're doing now.
You know what grieves me more than anything else are the black ops with the CIA and Afghanistan running the drugs, bringing in $1.3 trillion worth of revenue to fund all of this mess. Because, or it could also be funding through the Pentagon, so they lost $10 trillion now. But the craziest thing is this. Our tax dollars are supporting this. Our government's supporting this. And we're addicting our entire country and pretty much a big chunk of the planet, not the entire country, a big chunk of our country, a big chunk of the entire planet, to opiates, to fund this unbelievable world Zionism takeover, because they simply want to run everything because they want to bring their Lucifer God out of the pit. I mean, this whole thing is so twisted and messed up with the human sacrifice networks and the blood drinking and the soul cooking parties and this pedophile network that runs DC. This is some sick, sick stuff. Now, let me change subjects because I don't want to talk about this anymore. We had Donald Trump basically get up the other night and just do a speech and basically call a member of the NFL an SOB, which to me is 12-year-old behavior. And what ended up happening is the man's mother now is coming out saying that he called me a B. And they're saying that they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do. And now we've had over 100 people in the NFL now either take a knee or not show up on the field because they're all mad at Trump because he said to boycott the games. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to say. I don't like talking about this stuff either because it's too weird and it sounds like you're playing racial partisanship, but I don't want to do that. Here's the thing. You've got a bunch of black guys out on these fields that have never been slaves. That's a fact. And you got a bunch of black guys out on these fields that have never been abused by police or police brutality. And you've got a bunch of white owners of these teams and black owners of these teams that are multi-billionaires because they're a non-profit organization. They charge insane amounts of money for season tickets, insane amount of money for concessions. They're pretty much treated with kid gloves. Why? Because it's used as part of the narrative. When they can get you into a brainwave-induced alpha state or basically a theta brainwave state by watching TV and watching football, they can program you with their commercials and they can tell you what they want you to believe based upon what they're promoting for that particular game. Now, this is what happens. This is why TV is used as a mind control device. It has been since its inception. With the subliminal advertising they did back in the 50s and the 60s during the Star Spangled Banner. Now, what's happening is Donald Trump's got himself involved like he's a 12-year-old, you know, calling people SOBs that are basically protesting. Now, here's what I would have said had I been him, if I had even addressed this whole issue. I would have said, look, a lot of the players in the NFL are kneeling during the pledge, you know, our national anthem. If they want to do that, that's entirely their right. In our Constitution, they can do that. But I want them to know that I don't respect them for doing that. And I also want them to know that the fans of the NFL can also stop watching their games and stop buying their paraphernalia and their jerseys and everything else to show them that we don't respect what they're doing. So it's America. These guys have freedom to do it. Do what they think they need to. The fans that they need to think to. That's all I'm going to say as far as my comment. That's what I said if I'd been Trump. I'd have walked away from it and just let everybody make their own decision, because once you start trying to censor people or throw them off the team or whatever they're trying to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I can't stand it when these guys take a knee during the Star Spangled Banner. But I also can't stand it that the World Zionist Movement and the Mossad and the CIA is running the American government, and that we've had a coup of these generals who've taken over Trump. I can't stand that either. And so my whole thing is, I want my country back. I want Mayberry back. I want it back the way it was back in the 50s when I was born, or back in the 30s when I was born, or not before I was born, but back when my dad was born back in 1901. I want it back before the doggone Sabbateans took over the money financial systems of the world, primarily the United States. We were given the reserve currency status to basically pull as much cash and income and stuff out of the United States to bankrupt the United States. I want all that back. So for me, it's very difficult as an American, as a patriot, to support the current administration or the Barack Obama administration or the Clinton administration or the Bush administration. I mean, I've got to go back to Reagan. I liked Reagan, but some of the things Reagan did, I didn't care for. I didn't like Johnson at all. I didn't like, you know, Nixon at all. I couldn't stand Carter. So now I got to go all the way back to a Democrat, to Kennedy, who tried to free us from the clutches of the CIA and these Sabbatean cabalists. And of course, they rewarded him by blowing the back of his head off. So guys, listen to me for a second. I understand why these guys are taking knees. I got that. But guys, these guys weren't slaves, and the majority of them, again, haven't been abused. I understand the solidarity with the black folks. But now let me tell you guys something about it. The first black Medal of Honor recipient was during the Civil War, when he refused to allow the United States flag to touch the ground. He was shot multiple times, and they gave him, his name was Sergeant William M. Kearny. He was the first black man to win the Congressional Medal of Honor because he protected the flag of the United States of America. Guys, we have to do what we have to do to get this country back in line again. And disrespecting the flag, disrespecting our Constitution, disrespecting these things, that these very foundation of the Republic, isn't going to help anything. We've got to unify the country and not do this race-baited politics, which is something Trump got himself involved with, and I really wish he hadn't done that. And I believe, and don't get me wrong, I loathe it when these guys do this. I can't stand it. But guys, we have to understand it's their right, because that's the country we live in. We are not a fascist dictatorship. We are not an oligarchy that we're being run like one. And we have to restore the Constitution and get these guys out of Washington, who are these Sabbateans, these dual citizenship guys, and all these folks that are making this stuff happen. We need to get rid of these guys and expose them for who they are. What do you think, Austin?
You're 100% right. I completely agree with you on all that aspect. It's absolutely nauseating to me to see these guys be this disrespectful, especially when they're worth this much money and they think they're essentially being oppressed for, you know, being multi-millionaires. And the thing about it is, too, as you just said, they have the right to do so. I mean, they can do that if they want to. Is it the right thing to do? Absolutely not. But what the most idiotic part of what they're doing is this. Majority of, if not a huge percentage, of the NFL viewership base is pretty American and patriotic, especially when it comes to a lot of stuff with the Constitution, the Star Spangled Banner, the flag, all that. These guys wouldn't be making $5, $10, $20, $30 million a year if they didn't have fans. The fans are what bring the income into the NFL and bring them absurd amounts of money every year. If they start doing this, they are literally going to ruin their own careers, which to me is humorous, because they think they're worth so much money because they play a fixed sport. And yes, I said fixed. Everybody knows the NFL, if you haven't figured this out, sorry to bust your bubble, it is a rigged sport. It's about as real as WWE wrestling is. It's completely and totally fixed by the bookies and the big-time gamblers, especially out in Vegas. Every single game, they know exactly what the spread's supposed to be, and all of the quarterbacks know what they're supposed to do before the game is played. Just so you guys want to do some research on that, you can do that. But don't ever bet money on the NFL, because it's completely rigged. Secondly, from this, these guys are coming out there and trying to act like they're so arrogant, so cocky, so brazen that they're going to kneel, or they're not even going to come out of the locker room like they did last night, except for the one tour Afghan vet, you know, guy, army vet that came out, which was very admirable. He didn't stick inside with all of his idiot friends that are on the team. But the NFL is hemorrhaging cash, and if they want to prove a point about this, all they need to do is start letting these guys go, especially when they do this stupid stuff, and it'll stop real fast. And I'm with you. I don't think Trump should be getting involved in this at all. If he wants to make a public statement about it, as far as don't support it, that's my stance on it. don't give them your money. Don't watch it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. I didn't even know it happened yesterday until last night, until somebody texted me up about it. I didn't know it happened. I don't watch the NFL. I don't watch a single NFL game. I can't stand the NFL. I can't stand fake sports. I can't stand them. And that's exactly what it is. And so when you have these guys out there that are getting paid millions of dollars to play a fixed fake sport, yet they're so arrogant they won't even come out and stand for the national anthem or any other aspect of it, to me it's like, go find a job somewhere else. If you think you're so valuable to the marketplace that you deserve $20-30 million a year salary, go somewhere else and do that and see how they like your disrespectful, unbelievably arrogant attitude, and we'll see how much money you make in any other job that you try to handle with that kind of attitude. We'll see what happens with it. So these guys have what's coming to them. Pride cometh before a fall, as always, and that's what's going to happen to a lot of these guys now. And so to me, that's what's coming. And the NFL, if they're not careful, they're going to start hemorrhaging viewership. There was an article I already said earlier today. There are literally dozens of videos all on YouTube now, on all social media, where Americans are burning their shirts, their NFL shirts, and tickets in protest against the NFL now allowing this to happen. I mean, there's one guy, he said he's been a season ticket holder for the New York Giants since the mid-80s. He's sitting there burning all of his new NFL tickets and his jerseys. He said, I'm done with the NFL. He said, if they think they're going to come in and act this arrogant, they're going to still get thousands of dollars from me a year, they've got another thing coming. And the internet's right with these videos now. So that's all you have to do. Vote with your dollars. The same thing I said yesterday. If you don't agree with abortion, you don't agree with gun control, you don't agree with gay marriage, don't go shop at Starbucks. Know what these places are about before you go give them your money, because every dollar you're giving them, you're supporting their cause so they can donate more money to these unbelievably dark, sadistic organizations all the time, like Planned Parenthood. It's the same thing NFL's doing. So the NFL's going to have to make a choice now, whether or not they're going to stand on the side of the Americans or they're going to stand on the side of the overbloated fake athletes that go and make a lot of money. And I'm not saying these guys aren't incredibly athletic and they're not extremely strong and fast, because they are. I couldn't stand toe-to-toe with any of those guys, even the worst bench warmers, but it doesn't mean the fact that they need to get our money for acting like a bunch of complete and total disrespectful idiots, essentially, is what they are, Deb.
Couldn't have said it any better. I mean, the truth of the matter is Starbucks is hemorrhaging stores or closing stores all over the country. Target massively lost a revenue, huge amounts of revenue when they decided to go transgender last year, 2 years ago. I mean, this is a major mistake that these corporations make, because they don't realize that the American population is about sick of it. Well, we're not about sick. We've had enough of it, and we are over it. And we're not going to finance it anymore. We're not going to pay for it. I'm not going to buy a five. I never thought Starbucks was a good idea anyhow. Because, yeah, who buys $5 cups of coffee? I mean, stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, especially when they contain 2,000 and 3,000 calories with all the junk and artificial flavors and chemicals in them. I mean, it's garbage stuff. It's total garbage. And now they're beginning to realize that the CEO who's running his mouth is basically destroying his own company. And the sad part about it is there's still people out there supporting. Remember what he said? If you don't like, if you want to be have guns, or if you're this or you're whatever, don't come to our restaurants. Well, guess what? They stopped going. And that's why they're shutting them down everywhere.
Yep.
And so that's what we have to do with the NFL. I've had, like you said, Austin, the NFL's fixed. Most college games are fixed. I see that. I don't even really. I've watched Florida State get beat this week by North Carolina State. I watched that game and I thought, gosh, this is so stupid, because some moron had us play Alabama for the first game, which they're not even a conference team that we have to play. And so now Florida State had lost my primary quarterback, and now we have a young guy who's like 150 pounds, he's like 6'5", and he's like a piece of spaghetti out there getting hammered because we don't have an offensive line. And I'm like, I didn't even enjoy the game. I didn't even enjoy it. And it's sad because, you know, I went to school there. But guys, this international banking cartel, remember, organized crime is who these guys are. This is the mafia, okay? This is who these guys are. We got the money mafia. If you read that book by Hell, you're right, the money mafia, he goes into detail on this. And they also have tied directly into the Jewish mafia, the Italian mafia, the Irish mafia. All of these different mafias and all these other groups are all involved, deeply entrenched into the United States still. And we're having to deal with all of this mess because of organized crime. That's why the book Operation Gladio says the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the mafia. That's who's involved in all of this stuff, and we have to realize that if we want to extricate ourselves from this. And as far as I'm concerned with the NFL, What a joke. Every game's fixed as far as I'm concerned. Look what they did to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow wouldn't shave points. Guess what? He's not playing. And there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who couldn't even hold a candle to Tim Tebow. I mean, when he was with the Broncos a few years ago, he took them to the playoffs, and he won that first playoff game. He wasn't supposed to do that. The owner was so hacked off because he had done that, because he was told what to do, and he didn't do it. He thought it was a game, Austin. He thought it was real. He thought he could actually try to win the game. Okay? This is what Jameis Winston did when we were playing Auburn for the national championship back in 2013. Jameis Winston thought it was still a game he could win, and he used his incredible skills and his incredible wide receivers to move that ball down the field like 80 yards within a few seconds with horse collars and face masks being done and not being called. I mean, it was the craziest thing you've ever seen. And then there was not one place out there when we were in Pasadena, and I've told you this before and I'll tell you again, not one stand anywhere that had FSU t-shirts or FSU hats as the winner of that game. Not one single vendor. Not one. Now, how in the world did all these other vendors only get Auburn t-shirts, Auburn hats? Well, why? Because they knew who was supposed to win the game. They'd already been told. Because all of that stuff, almost all of the vendors and the manufacturing of the vendors and the supplies and all of the licensees who had getting the chance to run these t-shirts and hats, almost all of these guys are, again, controlled by the guys in the shadows. Guys, it's a giant mess in college football. It's a giant mess in the NFL. If you want to go watch a football game and you really want to have fun at a football game, go watch a high school football game. Yeah. At least it hasn't gotten down to that level yet, for heaven's sakes. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, other news as far as with Anthony Weiner now, it looks like he got his sentencing down today. He's getting 2 years in a federal prison, and then after that he's going to be on 3 months supervised probation, and he will be a registered sex offender now. So they've finally taken him to court, and I guess that's what he's going to be getting. I thought he should be getting a little bit more than that, but again, it's sad to me that a lot of these guys in the upper levels still don't even get any charges, and they do way more egregious stuff besides just sexting minors. And this is, I guess, this is the fall guy. I guess they wanted to make sure they were going to have to do something to him, Dad, to make sure that he, I guess, I don't know, make an example of it because he got busted, got his finger caught in the cookie jar, as again, why Hillary Clinton still runs around with absolutely zero charges, zero indictments, zero anything. I thought that was pretty interesting today.
Well, he's being punished because of what he did with Clinton, because of the Podesta emails, because of Weiner emails, because of his laptops. He's being punished. He's getting his hand, he's getting his wrist slapped, that stinking weirdo, because he did what he did, and it cost, according to Hillary, the election, along with one of her other 65 other excuses as far as why she didn't get elected. I mean, it's awful. It's absolutely ridiculous. By the way, speaking of elections, Angela Merkel, the albatross, brain control, drugged, or whatever she is, Chancellor of Germany, has gotten her fourth term. She will serve a fourth term. Her party, the Christian Democratic Union, won 32% of the vote, but it'll have to make room in parliament for the right-wing party, the Alternative for Deutschland, which is opposed to mass migration, which picked up about 13% of the seats in their Congress, 13.5% of the vote. So now they're calling these Germanys for Germany here, Alternative for Deutschland, the ADE or G, whatever it is. They're calling this, the AfD voters, they're calling them the new Nazi party, which is complete and total nonsense. These are the guys that aren't drinking the Kool-Aid. These are the guys that are saying, well, maybe we don't want Muslims raping our daughters. Maybe it's not okay if Muslims are raping our wives. Maybe it's not okay if we're getting beat up in the back alley by Muslims. Maybe it's not okay for any of this stuff. Maybe we don't want a bunch of people who don't share our Christian values or our Christian background in a country trying to implement Sharia law to us and building mosques everywhere. Maybe we just don't want that. Maybe they don't want to basically bring the people in that are just these guys that are being brought in as these fighters. It's like the article that James wrote. That's exactly what they're doing. They're punishing Europe because Europe wanted a free Palestine, and they've been pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. So they're showing them now what this is all about. By the way, let me do a nutrition article. L-glutamine benefits leaky gut metabolism. I was going to cover this article on Hagman the other night, but I got caught up in some other stuff. I don't want to do it on our show here. I was with Doug on Friday night for 3 hours. Well, actually for 2 hours. Austin had 30 minutes, and Sharon had 30 minutes. L-glutamine is something that's so important for the body because it helps to repair your tissue and your gut and helps to maintain muscle mass. But what you've got to be careful with L-glutamine is a lot of the L-glutamine on the market is not pure L-glutamine. That's why we have ours tested. It's glutamic acid, which is an excitotoxin, and it's extremely poisonous. So I've been very careful about talking about it because a lot of people don't go to Health Masters. They buy this stuff online, and they're getting glutamic acid. Now, glutamic acid is not good because it can cause brain damage, but if you get real L-glutamine, it improves gastrointestinal health because it is a vital nutrient to help rebuild and repair the intestines. It helps heal ulcers and leaky gut by acting as a band-aid for protection from further damage. It is an essential neurotransmitter in the brain that helps with memory, focus, and concentration. It improves irritable bowel syndrome and diarrhea by balancing mucus production, which results in healthy bowel movements. It promotes muscle growth and decreases muscle wasting. It improves athletic performance and recovery from endurance exercises. And it improves metabolism and cellular detoxification. It curbs cravings for sugar and for alcohol. It helps to fight cancer, and it helps to stabilize and improve blood sugar. As this article goes on to say, there are millions of people struggling with a condition called leaky gut, which is essentially the main cause of autoimmune disease, which that's one of the causes. Injections are another one. Leaky gut can also cause thyroid issues such as Hashimoto's disease and also contributes to arthritis, skin issues like psoriasis, and other serious health issues. L-glutamine benefits your health if you have any type of a digestive issue, such as irritable bowel syndrome, an inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulosis, leaky gut, or any issues associated with leaky gut, like joint pain, rosacea, or any type of autoimmune response. So guys, this is something that I take every single day in my supplements. It's really, really important. It also helps with growth, with releasing human growth hormone. Foods that contain L-glutamine are things like bone broth, grass-fed beef, cabbage, cottage cheese, asparagus, broccoli, venison, turkey, salmon. And amazingly, 60% of your skeletal muscle is made up of L-glutamine, and supplementing this amino acid can help protein synthesis, help to balance your pH levels, and help to decrease the 7% of lean muscle lab loss that you have every 10 years as you get older. That's why you end up being so weak when you get in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, because you've lost so much of your lean muscle mass, and L-glutamine will help to stop that. Austin, anything else you want to add on that?
No, it's an incredibly, well, yeah, I will add something. It's an incredibly good amino acid. I use it every day. I usually use it first thing in the morning with my morning shake, and I always use it post-workout after my shake. The reason why, as Dad just said, it's very, very important for muscle repair. That's one of the biggest aspects that it does, especially with weightlifting, is that anywhere, you can take anywhere from 5 to 10 grams of this stuff a day. And if you have a good, true, pure, non-GMO L-glutamine formula like we have, you really can't overdose on it. You can't overdose on it. I've taken anywhere from 25, 30 grams a day when I've been training really, really, really strong. And the only thing it does is help you recover faster. That's the biggest thing you'll notice. There's no negative side effects to it that I've found within a reasonable dosage, and it's very, very good for intestinal health too and the gut flora, especially when you combine it with probiotics. But L-glutamine is, it's very, very, very key in the body, and that's why I recommend it all the time with the natural protocols we have as far as with putting on muscle tissue and working out strong. Also too, in other news as well, the new NHI supported journal just released a new peer-reviewed study published on September 19th. It's another one now in the Environmental Health Perspective. Researchers finding a strong evidence between a link between fluoride and lower cognitive functioning in children. This is getting to the point now, guys, where it's literally at least 2 to 3 times a month there's another research study coming out about the dangers of fluoride in any dosage whatsoever in pregnant women, in children, in adolescents, and in adults. This is getting to the point now where you have to realize this is not a joke anymore with fluoride. We've told you before, most people don't listen. We've talked to the city water municipalities, they don't listen. This is something that we have to start making a stand for, because the more and more research comes out, it's being shown. I mean, right here they said with an impact factor of 9.78, Environmental Health Perspectives, they said is one of the most highly ranked journals in toxicology. The researchers found that higher levels of maternal urinary fluoride during pregnancy than in the range of levels of exposure in any other general population samples of pregnant women as well as non-pregnant adults were associated with lower scores on tests of cognitive function in offsprings at 4 and at 6 and at 12 years old, according to the study. This, again, another study showing fluoride decreases IQ points. The study involved 1,576 samples taken from over 300 sets of mothers and children by a research team from Toronto. The researchers tested the children's cognitive development twice over the course of 12 years. Now, in Mexico, where they did the test, fluoride is not added to the public water supply, but people are exposed through fluoride in the water, through other fluoride as far as bottled water, through toothpaste, through fluoridated salt, and other fluoride supplements, which you can believe that. I actually saw the other day at Walmart when I was grabbing a bunch of water with somebody. This was a couple weeks ago, and we grabbed a little bit extra to make sure everybody had some for the hurricane and any of our neighbors needed some. I always like to keep backup stuff on hand that I never even use. They actually had infant water, it was in a jug, 1 gallon jug, infant water with added fluoride, and it went on the label on the side to talk about how good fluoride was and how important it was for children that were growing and how important it was for their teeth and how much they needed to have fluoride in their diet. So it was fluoridated children's pediatric water, essentially. They went on to say in here that childhood exposure to fluoride is not as bad as prenatal. Prenatal is the absolute worst. They said there's a science now to support the fact that fetal system tends to be more sensitive to environmental toxins than once a child is born, and this is highly shown with fluoride. So it went on to detail here to talk about the research study with the levels of fluoride in the urine, the scores, the test studies that they did on the children, and they said there was a significant difference in the mothers that had high amounts of fluoride in their urine and the IQ points of the children when they got older. So this was going not even on the test subjects using fluoride on a regular basis in the children. This was maternal exposure, the woman being exposed to fluoride on a regular basis while she was pregnant, and what it actually did to the child's brain development in utero, guys. This is why it's so important. We've talked about this so many times. What you put in your body when you're pregnant, when you're growing a child for that 9 months, is so incredibly important, and it plays such a crucial role in that baby and in his life for the next 70, 80, 90 years of his life. And that's why I tell women, I say, guys, you got 9 months to do this. 9 months, that's it. I mean, granted, it's best to be healthy before and after, but 9 months, that's all you can do. 9 months to take the supplements, to stay off the fluoride, to stay off the GMOs, to don't get vaccinated, to eat as best as you possibly can, to exercise, you know, within reason. It's 9 months. That's all it is. But, you know, for some people, it's very difficult to do that still because they're addicted to a lot of this unbelievably nasty junk food. But fluoride, guys, please stay away from. That's why we have the water distillation systems, and I mean, do the best you can to stay away from, especially the toothpaste. The toothpaste, that's like the easiest thing not to use as far as the fluoride in it. We sell natural fluoride-free toothpaste that tastes great, works good, and it's completely natural. No preservatives in it whatsoever. But people that still buy fluoride toothpaste, oh my gosh, get your head out of the sand and wake up. That's the easiest thing to cut out of your diet, Dad, especially what you're putting in your mouth every single night and day.
And the reason we cover this topic repeatedly on the show is because we're picking up so many new listeners on a regular basis. And it's one of those topics that's so bad that we can't just ignore it. Fluoride was first used in the Nazi concentration camps to make the inmates servile and infertile. Servile meaning like servant. They would not want to fight against what they were told to do. They would willingly walk in front of the machine gun nest, I guess, along with other drugs they were being administered, because quite frankly, I don't believe that any of these people intentionally walked into a ditch when they knew they were going to get shot without trying to run away. I don't believe that. I believe they were drugged before they did that. But also, you have to understand something, guys. When we went into Dachau in 1945, and we got the research from these Nazi scientists that had learned that fluoride would do this to people that ingested it, they would put it in the water because they couldn't take it out. They were trying to give them pills to start with, but people just spit the pills out. So they just put it in the water. They poisoned the water supply. They drugged them via the water. When we saw they had done this, when these saboteuring Kabbalists who were running the doggone system even back then, when they saw that fluoride would do what they did in 1946, they started putting it in the water supply in the United States. Watch the movie with Slim Pickens that was done, Dr. Strangelove, back in the early 60s. And this guy, this general, basically started a war with Russia because they were putting fluoride in the water in the United States. That's the premise of the movie, guys. Watch the movie again and understand what they're doing. And that's what Stanley Kubrick, who was a Hollywood insider and world insider, tried to tell us, hey, this is what they're doing. Because remember, he was one of those guys who always had to tell you what they were doing, because that's part of their little white magic and their little weird rituals they do. They've got to let you know what they're doing before or while they're doing it to you, and you have to have the right to say, no, I won't do it. So guys, say no, I won't use the toothpaste, I won't use the mouthwash. When the dentist asks you if you want a fluoride treatment, you tell them absolutely no. They're putting fluoride in toothpaste, they're putting it in children's vitamins, they're selling fluoride tablets, they're selling fluoride water. And the World Health Organization came out a few years ago, and they said that you should never, ever use fluoride in baby water for formula because of what it does to the infant developing brain. I mean, this is absolutely nuts that they're continuing to do this and that they're getting away with it, Austin. And that's one of the reasons the IQ scores have dropped so much in the children of today, because back in the 40s, 50, 60, 70 years ago now, they started pumping this stuff, and about 70% of the water supplies in the United States are fluoridated. And if you try to get the water out, the people in the dental association who absolutely have no idea what they're talking about, they come in and tell you how it's going to cause more cavities, more this, more that. That's never been proven. In fact, the exact opposite has been proven. It's not necessary, guys. Fluoride is hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's made from the byproducts of phosphate production. It's incredibly toxic and poisonous. It comes with skull and crossbones on it. If you get just a small amount of it, it kills you. It's what they make sarin nerve gas out of, for heaven's sakes. It's got a fluorine atom in it with a sarin nerve gas. This stuff is that poisonous, and yet they're feeding it to us just like they are aspartame and diet sodas. Absolutely crazy. Oh, by the way, McCain now is saying that his brain cancer prognosis is very poor and that he doesn't have a very long to live. He's now lamenting on his life and what's happening with his life. And he says, it's not that you're leaving, it's just that you stayed. The problem with this guy is, and I'm not going to, I don't like John McCain, so I got to really wash my mouth right now, but this guy has sown a lot of bad seed. And quite frankly, he's reaping a whirlwind right now. And it's sad to me that he has caused so much damage and so many people have been hurt because of his neocon war moves. Because remember, neocon means neoconservative. When the Sabbateans came in to Russia, these communists, what they did is they took over Russia. This is back in the 1916-17, and what they did is they moved from there into Europe, from Europe into the United States, in the United States into the film industry in Hollywood. And what these guys did is they infiltrated a lot of different organizations, the people who had one time been very, very libertarian or very Republican or very conservative. Now, this is the same thing they've done. When they saw the Reagan Revolution back in the 70s because of Jimmy Carter, and then Reagan won, they knew they had to do something, and that was to infiltrate from within the Republican Party. That's why they're called neocons, neoconservatives, which means they at one time were extremely liberal communists in many cases, and they've come over into the Republican side to not create a better environment for the United States, but to bring their Sabbatean, Kabbalist, ritualistic, magic, mess, trash, filth, whatever you want to call it, into the United States Congress. And to me, he's a neocon. And that's why I cannot stand John McCain or any of these other warmongers. I mean, think about this. You got Morgan Freeman, you got Michael Reiner, and all of these Hollywood stars now who want a war with Russia. But why do they want that? Because that's the communist way. They already did it 100 years ago. Russia's shaken the boot off their neck and gotten free. They want to put that boot back on their neck, and they're doing what their masters tell them to do. And it's sad to me, Austin, this is actually happening, and that people don't see the truth of what's happening and wake up, bud.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's definitely, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And one of the last stories today, too, just kind of keep everybody apprised on why I always recommend carrying a firearm, even to church. You guys saw, I don't know if you saw this yet, Nashville, Tennessee. Now, one woman was killed and 8 people were injured, is what officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a church in Antioch Sunday morning. The investigation showed gunmen identified as Emmanuel Kiedis Sampson, 25, arrived at the church in a blue SUV wearing all black and a face mask. He was armed with 2 pistols. He immediately confronted a woman outside the church, shooting her once and killing her. He then went inside and opened fire, injuring 7 other people. They're now saying that the usher who had a valid carry permit, ran out to his car and retrieved his own gun, and then pulled it on the gunman when the gunman was trying to reload, and basically held the gunman at gunpoint until police arrived. And the 25-year-old basically is being charged with murder along with a lot of other stuff. And the Sampson, a 25-year-old shooter, apparently he moved to the United States from Sudan in 1996 when he was 4 years old. He is a legal U.S. resident, but it is unknown if he is a legal citizen. Just goes to show you again, we have a lot of very great individuals coming from Sudan right now. I'm not saying that everyone's bad from there, but I'm saying this guy obviously fits the exact description on why we don't need a lot of uncontrolled migration. I don't know the circumstances in which he got brought into this country, but I do know that if the usher would have had that firearm on his person, he may have been able to save a few people from being injured and shot. I don't know. That's total speculation on my part, but that's why I always recommend wherever you're going out in public, if you have the ability to do so legally, carry a concealed firearm on your person at all times and know how to use it regularly. Train, shoot, reload on a regular basis, and never ever expect that somebody is going to be nice if they draw a weapon like that. If you see somebody draw a knife, if you see somebody draw a gun and they are brandishing it in any type of fashion, if you see it on them, do not hesitate. And I say that for a reason, because a lot of times in incidences where I've seen reports and I've watched surveillance videos, when people pull out a knife or they pull out a gun, a lot of times people freeze and hesitate, and hesitation gets you killed in a firefight. So be very aware of that if you are in that situation. But that's why, again, that I always recommend everybody carry a gun, especially when you see an incident like this happen at a church in Tennessee.
Well, that usher was able to wrestle him down and force the guy to shoot himself in the leg, which debilitated him.
Okay.
And Sudan is a, and they've got, but the usher should have had the gun on him, and he could have avoided all that. And the usher was pretty beat up and pistol whipped from it. The sad part about it is, you know, Sudan again is a large Muslim country. Now, whether this boy was Muslim or not, I don't know. If he was just a member of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, I don't know. All I know is this. This kind of stuff shouldn't be happening in our churches. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for just praying for us. I appreciate you guys so much. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But I'll let you go ahead and close, Oz.
Absolutely, bud. Well, guys, we appreciate all the support. Thank you for the emails, and thank you for all the support over the weekend. We had the Hagman Show on Friday. All three of us were on it. Had a fun time with that. So if you guys need anything, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. We're ready to go, operational as always after the hurricane a week and a half ago. We've been rolling for the last week and a half, hammering orders out, getting them to all of our customers. So be sure to check everything out on the website. And also the product of the week, our Ultimate Multiple Fit Food Vegan, on sale for over 15% off. Really great protein shake for in the morning. Check that out at healthmasters.com. Or call us 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.